Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my visit with Brian Finch of the Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum. Online voting is still available for you up until midnight tonight at cardinals.com/HOF. This is presented by Lordo's Diamonds. Put something that your wife, girlfriend, daughter, mom will want in her Easter egg baskets. And that's Lordo's Diamonds. Mention Scoops with Danny Mac and you'll also get extra special pricing. See their selection, lordosdiamonds.com. We're going to talk about how this works in terms of the red ribbon panel that is selecting the six players that you had a chance and have a chance to vote on this year. And we're also going to talk about what it's meant to those players throughout the years and the special dates you need to mark down on your calendar in terms of the Cardinals Hall of Fame. So all that coming up and more with Brian Finch. I think you're really going to enjoy this, the Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios, a chance to talk it over with Brian Finch of the Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum. And there's still time, not much time, for fans to vote at cardinals.com/HOF for this year's 2019 inductees into the Cardinals Hall of Fame. And Brian, I know this is a labor of love for you. And let's start with the process and how the fan vote works. How does the fan vote come about for the fans to go to the Cardinals website and have a chance to maybe select their favorite player or the player they feel is deserving of this great honor?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk about this, Dan. You know, we want our fans to be involved in the Cardinals Hall of Fame vote. When we started this process back in 2014, it really came down to our owners and them recognizing, you hear about the best fans in baseball and those being Cardinals fans, and they wanted our fans' voices to be heard. So how did we enact that? Well, first of all, we did want to lean on what we consider to be some of the baseball experts in St. Louis, and we've convened a committee that we call our Red Ribbon Committee. That committee is made up of a dozen media members here in St. Louis, and those are our veteran media members, the writers, members like Rick Hummel, Hall of Fame baseball writer, Derek Gould, Jennifer Langosh with MLB.com. Of course, Derek's with Post-Dispatch, the primary beat writer for the Post-Dispatch. And then you've got sports directors, radio voices, Bernie Nicholas, Randy Carricker, Frank Cusimano, Martin Kilcoyne, voices like those that are on the airwaves on a daily basis, at the ballpark on a daily basis, covering the team. And they have been not just for years, but for decades. We've also got a few Hall of Famers on that committee. And currently, we've got two Hall of Fame managers in Whitey Herzog and Tony La Russa. That committee is convened every year, and they put together the ballot that is presented to the fans. This year, that ballot includes six players. Those players are Keith Hernandez, Jason Isringhausen, Matt Morris, Edgar Renteria, Scott Rowland, and John Tudor. And I'm sure we'll discuss those a little bit more in a minute. But of those six players, fans then have the opportunity to vote for two. And the top two vote getters at the end of the fan vote will be the inductees for each specific year for the Cardinals Hall of Fame. The voting ends today on April 12th, and we will announce this year's inductees for the Cardinals Hall of Fame in a special announcement show on Fox Sports Midwest on Friday, April 26th, and then we will also do a pregame ceremony announcing that as well on Friday, April 26th.
The induction ceremony will be held on August 24th at Ballpark Village, but also, in addition to the fan vote, there's others that go in, and maybe you can get into that a little bit too.
Absolutely. We also lean on the Red Ribbon Committee of Baseball Experts to elect one veteran member every year. Now, let's talk a little bit about the eligibility criteria. To be eligible for the Cardinals Hall of Fame, a player has to have played for the Cardinals for at least three seasons, and then they have to be retired from Major League Baseball for three seasons. And then we make a point of variation or division that if you've retired more than 40 years ago, you're considered a veteran player. And then if you've retired in the previous 40 years, you're a modern player. The committee has the responsibility and the privilege of electing one veteran player each year, and they take that responsibility very seriously. There's a lot of debate and discussion looking at these players that have retired kind of from yesteryear, so to speak, and that vote is taken by way of secret ballot after discussion of approximately 15 to 20 players, and then they enter the discussion of the modern players, so to speak, and they discuss and debate about 20 or 25 modern players each year, and then they form that ballot of this year at six players.
And when you got into the discussion of the six that are the fans are voting for, Brian, tell us how you came about with these six.
Well, ultimately, they do a vote as well. So, just for a matter of record and discussion here, when that committee meeting finishes, the committee themselves don't know who the ballot will be. It's kind of like a Hall of Fame vote for themselves. They get the vote on 10 players. They don't have to vote for 10 players. And then we tally up the votes after the meeting concludes. And internally, it's really between me and our ownership. We get to see, how the votes play out. And that's the vote is what it is. We don't adjust the vote. And this year it came that there was a clear line of delineation for the top six players, and we went with those six. With the veterans ballot, we do it as an MVP-style voting where it's a weighted vote. Your first place vote is 3 points, your second place is 2 points, third place is 1 point, and then that electee will also be announced as part of our announcement show on Friday, April 26th. It's a very interesting meeting. It's frankly a heck of a lot of fun to be part of that room. It's a confidential meeting, but our owner, Bill DeWitt Jr., the team president, Bill DeWitt III, is in there, and then it's just the committee, and then myself as one who helps moderate the meeting. I don't vote. The DeWitts don't vote. Only the committee members are allowed to vote. They get one vote per person. But you hear a lot of great stories about these players, particularly from the managers and the beat writers that had covered them for so many years. But there's also some great discussion, too. And you get the modern stats, looking back on those players' careers, some of the modern analytics. But then you get some of the eyeball test metrics as well about this player could do more with less, and this player could move runners better than anybody else. And there's just not a great stat for that. And, this player had one of the greatest seasons on the mound, and that shouldn't be overlooked. And he really carried his team. So it's pretty fascinating. And, of course, the six players on the modern ballot this year, I can make a compelling case for every one of them. They all played in great eras of Cardinals baseball. They were all part of championship teams, whether they were National League champions or World Series champions. And I think they were all fan favorites at some points in their career. And so nobody's wrong as a fan to vote for any one of these players. And you could maybe make the point that for our Hall of Fame, it's not a matter of if but when. But that's what makes it so much fun right now, is that every player has a case to be made to be a Cardinals Hall of Famer.
What's been the response from the fan base in terms of the amount of votes that you're getting?
Each year, the vote continues to grow, which is so inspiring and encouraging for us. Last year, we had a record number of votes, with one exception. The first year was overwhelming for us just because it was Willie McGee and Jim Edmonds, and those were two, in some sense, all-time fan favorites. With all due respect to Jimmy, Willie, there was just a surge of support for him. Fans have been waiting for for years, if not, you know, a decade or more to honor him. But outside of that first year in 2014, the vote total has continued to grow. And that's something that we really didn't expect to see. But I think what it speaks to, Dan, is that fans more and more are understanding what this Hall of Fame is about. And it's taken, you know, maybe a little bit of time for it to gain some traction. And so while we had great support from 2014 forward, it's been a lot of fun to see it grow and take on a life of its own. And, of course, you've been part of the ceremony as our MC, doing a great job every year since 2014. But seeing how the fans have come and just packed Ballpark Village on that induction ceremony date every August, how the pregame ceremony comes later that afternoon, and seeing the players get presented on the field. And, you know, I'll use the words of our team president earlier this year, just said it's become the must-see event of the summer, where opening day, as you know, in St. Louis, become the must-see event, and it is the must-see event of the spring. Hall of Fame Induction Day has become the must-see event of the summer. And in some ways, it's become like a mini opening day, where we've got the cars out there now for the new inductees, and it's not quite opening day. There will be nothing like opening day here in St. Louis, but to see these guys get the red jacket bestowed upon them on stage at Ballpark Village, having the other red jacket, you know, members, so to speak, in attendance, the passing of the torch, and then again having that experience over at the ballpark, where we have just a couple of the Mustangs, you know, the convertibles with the new Hall of Famers in the red jackets, and you know, those guys with their plaques out on the field. It's really just another extension of what we do here with Cardinals baseball, bringing that history to life and letting the fans not just remember, but to be able to thank these players that have done so much for us, but in a different way. These players have wanted an opportunity to thank the fans, and that's not often that they get that chance to do it in this way. So to hear their speeches and to get to see them take another wave and another bow, it's really just remarkable, and it's fun, and it's something that we feel we've created a pretty special experience here in St. Louis.
I think it's pretty amazing. I'm sure you've heard the interview that I conducted with Jason Isringhausen. It was about this time last year, and I asked him, I said, what would the Cardinals Hall of Fame mean to you? And he said, well, I was on baseball's ballot. He said, didn't get a vote, and they sent me the ballot, which was really nice, and it was nice just to be even on the ballot. He said, but even if I would have gotten into baseball's Hall of Fame, he said, the red jacket means more to me. Seeing his idols, as he called them, Ozzie and Willie and some of the others, for a Brighton, Illinois native. And it gives you a sense of what it means for these players, those that have been inducted and those who might be inducted, and the memories and the feelings of just, like you said, overwhelming feelings of thanks to the fans and the organization. It's just a special thing, and I think the Cardinals do it right, and I'm sure you would agree with that.
Well, I appreciate the comment and your sentiment, and obviously we take what Jason says very seriously, but, you know, in the same way, it's supposed to be fun for the guys, but when you have players like Joe Torre coming back and saying, this is baseball royalty, and that's coming from effectively the number two person in charge of Major League Baseball from the home office of baseball in New York City. He is what we consider, in terms of on-field affairs, the number two behind the commissioner of baseball. That's huge. And to have Mark McGwire come back in and tell me behind the scenes, Brian, I'm not really a guy that takes selfies, but when I got fitted for my red jacket and I knew my dad wasn't going to get to come in to the ceremony because of health issues, I had to take a picture in the full-length mirror at Brooks Brothers and text it to him. And that was one of my moments. And, you know, Tim McCarver telling me, I just didn't think the younger generation would vote for me online. And I said, Tim, I'm not confident it's just the younger generation, but he said, that was so meaningful to me. And on and on and on. And I could, you know, tell you story after story of almost every player having some type of experience. And even to the red jacket itself, these jackets have kind of taken on a life of their own, where originally the concept was we wanted to do something nice for our Hall of Famers back in 2011. Most of them wore some type of their own red jacket following the lead of Stan Musial and Jack Buck, but they didn't match, and the team thought it'd be nice if they matched, and we thought it'd be a nice gesture for them to have sort of a more formal red jacket that was presented by the team. But to now make it part of our Hall of Fame ceremony, these jackets, the players treat them sort of like they're they would be a jacket from the Masters, especially as the Masters is going on this weekend. And the jackets are kept here at Busch Stadium. And so when they're pulled out, the players really treat them like they're special, and their names are embroidered on the inside. I mean, it's their personal tailored fitted coat. And so the jackets themselves have a certain aura. And I was just in the locker room with the players on opening day. And when the Hall of Famers walk in to greet the current team and the red jackets are on, the players, they recognize not just the guys, but they recognize them because of those red jackets. And the respect, the reverence in some sense for these Hall of Famers because of those red jackets, it's really incredible. And I'm taken aback, and I have the privilege of working with these Hall of Famers on a regular basis. So I don't mean to overstate this, but it's in some sense kind of breathtaking what's going on here, and it's all because the guys wearing a red jacket. So it's really neat what has happened, and I feel like that might be a little bit of an understatement just to say it's neat, but this has taken on, in some sense, a life of its own that, in my wildest imagination, I could never have dreamed.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter. How many times have you run into someone you know at Schnucks? We all go to Schnucks, some of us for generations, some of us since we started playing for the Cardinals. A family-owned grocery store that offers the best selection and quality at great prices, and also supports their hometown. That's why we shop there. Friends run into each other at Schnucks every day in St. Louis. Who knows, maybe next time I'll see you at Schnucks. Check out what's going on at your neighborhood Schnucks by visiting schnucks.com.
Hair Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men.
Again, the announcement of the new Hall of Famers will be Friday, April 26th, exclusively on Fox Sports Midwest. The induction ceremony on August 24th. And online voting is still open until midnight tonight. Anything else that we need to hit on this, Brian, before we say goodbye?
Well, every vote counts. So get online. Fans make history by being a part of Cardinals history. And we've talked so much about these jackets. You've seen opening day, how special it is with the introduction of our Hall of Famers. And you have a place in our history by casting a vote. So we can't say this enough. Get online, vote at cardinals.com/HOF, or you can vote on the MLB Ballpark app. Either place you can vote. And there are six fantastic candidates here. They all have an incredible place in our team's legacy. And as a fan, you can have your place in that legacy by choosing two of these players to be the new inductees in 2009 for the Cardinals Hall of Fame, presented by Edward Jones.
Brian, thanks so much, and look forward to catching up with you when we get back home. Thanks so much.
Sounds great. Thank you.